Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Phase three underway. Islip Town Supervisor Angie Carpenter. It's Anna on Raven Walk 97.5. All right, here's the big question. Where do you go first? To get the manicure or eat inside? Where are you going, Angie?
Manicure.
Me too.
Absolutely manicure. And a pedicure.
Right. My wife told me that I stabbed her with one of my toenails the other day.
Well, it's disgusting.
It's rough.
I believe it.
So phase three underway, and that's, you know, that's a lot because I think for most people, that's when things start to feel really normal. How have you seen the downtown been reacting to the restaurants being able to eat outside and now the excitement of having people inside again?
Well, the response has been incredible. Just drive down any of our downtowns or even past the diner parking lot and see the tent up, and people eating outside was really kind of exciting. We, in the town, planning department, both planning and public safety, worked real hard. When we knew we were coming into that phase with the outdoor dining, we put a process in place so that they could get their permits for outdoor dining. We didn't charge for the permits, and we turned them around in a day.
That is exciting. It's nice to not have to, like, you know, go in. I mean, we know the process sometimes can be arduous, but when everybody seems to be moving in the same direction, like, that energy, it's contagious.
It really, really is. And, you know, it's been a long 3.5 months of daily phone calls the county exec's office, with the governor's office twice a week, and reviewing all the guidelines that change almost on the dime.
Let's talk about Fire Island for a second, as you know, the 4th of July is coming around
the
corner.
Get me to a beach.
So the new ferry schedule I saw was just launched a couple days ago. Getting on the ferry, social distancing wise and COVID, you know, the new world that we're in, what's that look like?
I've been on the ferry. I went over there for a meeting. The boats are starting to get crowded. The ferry company is doing a good job about requiring masks, you know, no mask, no ride, the signs there as you pull in. They are not able to social distance, you know, in some instances. They're sitting next to one another in a row. But most people are, you know, flocking to go upstairs to be in the open air. But everyone has their mask on, and I think that's so important.
And as people are trying to get away, people are even going further. So the airport, is it returned to business? Have they seen an influx of people coming in, getting ready to fly out?
We never closed. Long Island MacArthur Airport operated throughout the entire time. The flights were greatly, greatly reduced, but they're coming back online. In fact, the other day, we had a press conference, and Frontier announced nonstop service to Las Vegas starting next spring.
What?
And that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we installed this Casper air purification system, which pulls about 99.9% of the pathogens out of the air and surfaces. We were the first airport in the world to use this technology. It's the kind of technology they use in hospitals. We unveiled a touchless PPE vending machine so that if you've forgotten your mask, you can get one out of the machine and hand sanitizer, et cetera. People that come through our airport have a great customer experience, and we've really become known for that, so it's very exciting.
I tell you what's exciting is the drive-in going in at the mall, because, this is the only way to get me to the mall. This is the only way to get... You know, my wife is ready to go back the day that they're, you know, she's ready to be right in there. But me, I'm a little bit more hesitant. But the drive-in is a great way to get me to stay.
Well, I'll tell you, our first drive-in movie night was a week ago Monday at South Shore Mall in Bayshore. We had 276 cars come in.
Wow.
And it was really cool. So this coming week, we have Toy Story, and that will be in West Islip. And we're moving it around the town. There are going to be 15 movies, Monday night movie nights, and I think we threw in a couple of Friday nights. But it's sponsored by Good Samaritan Hospital. And it's so funny, when I was there and I was talking to some kids, you know, they'd never been to a drive-in
before. Right, they'd never seen it before.
Yeah. And even a lot of adults who are younger than I, you know, had never seen
Bulbury. I love it. I can't get enough of that.
I mean, there's something for everyone. You want to jump on the ferry? Go. You want to jump on a plane? Yep, we got it. Or you want to chill in your car? Got that too. I love it. It's all
good
stuff.
Yeah, we got it all. And our beaches are open. You know, we're in the reopening phases. You know, the golf courses are open. Tennis courts. This past weekend, we started reopening the playgrounds. It's all coming together.
Angie, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Islip Town Supervisor Angie Carpenter. Yes, let's go summer!